working now?
Yes, this is right. So I'll be very brief. We're here today at the Board of Elections to deliver around 40,000 signatures of New Yorkers all across the state who, by putting their signature to our petitions, have expressed their desire to have a progressive candidate on the Democratic ballot for the United States Senate. And I will be on the ballot. There will be a debate about the war, about health care, about abuse of corporate power, and the grave and vast differences between my opponent and myself. I just want to underscore one thing. I think one thing that's different from our campaign, from all the other campaigns who have petitioned, the petitions you see behind me, the vast majority of them, I would say 80 to 90%, were gathered by volunteers. That is unlike almost every other petitioning effort in the city that essentially relied, or the state, that relied entirely, almost exclusively, on paid petitioners. The only reason I underscore that is I believe that the 40,000 signatures that we have come and were collected by volunteers who were passionate about this movement, passionate about this candidacy. They went to the streets because they believe that they want an end, an immediate end to the Iraq War. They went to the streets because they believe that we should have single-payer health insurance today. They went to the streets because they believed that corporate abusive power in our country, that's taking away pensions, that's taking away health care, that's resulting in lower wages, must be stopped. So the commitment that we had, that I was frankly very humbled by, is evidenced by these signatures and these petitions before us. And I also think that the ratio of our signatures, of good signatures, will be extremely high because we had very committed people doing these signatures. Personally, I found the experience a wonderful experience. It was an attempt to, it was a way that I got out to campaign and talk to voters. And what we found, frankly, I did my own focus group and our own poll in the streets. When you talk to thousands of voters over the course of 5 or 6 weeks, you find out where their heads are at. And there were people who were desperate to sign our signatures. They would cross parks when they saw our signs to put their signature on our petition. Very, very few of them said they supported the incumbent. And what I found very interesting is that when I engaged the people who said they supported the incumbent, they could not tell me why. This has always been a campaign that contrasts celebrity and name recognition with issues. My opponent, Hillary Clinton, has enormous name recognition, enormous popularity, but when voters are faced with the question of who, where they stand on the issues, where the two candidates stand on the issues, I believe we will do very well. So I'm happy to take any questions you have about the petitioning process or the campaign.
Yeah, I want to ask you, can you tell again how many signatures did you collect?
It's in the neighborhood of 40,000. It might be a little bit below or a little bit above. We got petitions literally to the last moment. There was somebody who came and put petitions at 5 a.m. last night under our door because they wanted to make sure that their petitions were part of this group. That was the sign of the commitment we've had throughout the whole state. So it's in that neighborhood. We don't know the exact number.
It seems you've been touting the war a little bit. That's been kind of a big platform of yours. Can you talk a little bit about that, why that is?
The Iraq War has been devastating to this country. More than 2,500 American men and women will never come home to their families ever again because of Hillary Clinton's vote for this illegal and immoral war. Tens of thousands of Iraqis have been killed. We destroyed a country, and the Iraq War will end up costing us over probably $2 trillion when it's all said and done. The unseen and uncommented on point, Hillary Clinton effectively has imposed a tax increase on every working American because of her vote for the war, because we are going to have to pay for this war by debt that the government had to accumulate and by having to pay for the cost of the war for many, many years to come. So I believe just on the basis of the Iraq War, Hillary Clinton does not deserve to be reelected. But our campaign is about more than the war. The war is a symptom of something else that has gone wrong in America. People are very, very worried about the future of the country. The war is certainly the best example of that, but when they don't have health insurance, when their pensions are being ripped off by corporate powers, many of the corporate powers that are supporting Hillary Clinton, people are very worried. So our campaign is a broad campaign, but certainly the war is a central issue.
Jonathan, it sounds as if you hold Hillary Clinton personally responsible for those deaths. Is that correct?
Well, I would say she's responsible for the vote. And I think, you know, let me give this example. If the government of the United States had decided to give $1 million to every man, woman, and child in the country, and Hillary Clinton had voted for that, you know that she would be touting that. She would be putting that all in her literature and be very proud of that. People have to be held responsible for their votes. So yes, she is responsible for the fact that we went to war. There's no question that the Bush administration is, if you will, more responsible. They're the ones that initiated the war. But they were enabled by Democrats, Joe Lieberman, Hillary Clinton. They voted with this administration to send our young men and women to war. They have to take responsibility for the fact that 2,500 American men and women are dead, who have been killed in combat, that thousands of Iraqis are dead, and that thousands of Americans and Iraqis are wounded and will live with these wounds for the rest of their lives.
Many critics say you're facing an uphill battle in this campaign.
No, an uphill battle?
What are your thoughts on that?
I'm shocked. Look, from the very beginning, I've said very clearly that I believe, A, that we can win this race, and B, that this is a tough race. In the United States, 95% of incumbents win. That's a fact. And certainly we're faced with an incumbent who is very well known, who has enormous name recognition, has $25 million. That's going to go up a lot because Rupert Murdoch is holding a fundraiser for her on Monday. She just came back from a fundraiser in Idaho that was sponsored by a fundraiser named Tom O'Gara, who had been doing fundraising for George Bush. And she's been, as you probably noted in the New York Times, she's been getting a lot of money from the healthcare industry. She has an enormous amount of money. So the forces that we have to contend with are significant. But, and I think I want to underscore what I said about these petitions. When you go out in the street, when you talk to people about issues, there's no question that I stand where the majority of Democratic primary voters stand. And if we can make that distinction and make it clear to people, we are going to do very, very well. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Coming. Are you going to go up the stairs now to file?
No, we're just going to toss them here in the street, you
Great.
Know, and leave them here. What the hell with all this work? No, yeah, we're going to go up.
We're going to be in the right spot for it.
We're going to go up there. And I think you're welcome to come with us when we do that.
Yeah.
Be happy to show the actual. Anything else for you guys? Okay, so we're going to go up. You're welcome to come and watch it. Thanks for coming.
Yep. Good luck.
Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
New York
Thanks.
Needs a senator, not a presidential candidate. That's the senator.
All right, let's...
Jim, thank you. See you, Mark.
I'm going to wait till these guys...
Putting them in order.
You want to pick it up, or you want to roll the whole thing in?
Well, I think I can roll it.
Okay, well, let's go.
You can just pick it up.
You want to pick it up?
I think it'll be easier to just pick the whole thing up.
We can't actually file it.
We can't? Why?
We have a numbering issue on the cover sheet.
Oh, okay. We have a what? A numbering issue?
Yeah.
How long is that going to take?
2 seconds.
All right. So let's go up to the second floor. Uh-huh.
Camera?
The camera's going to be upstairs waiting for us. Well, just why don't you guys do it here? I will go upstairs. I will wait. You want me to go upstairs? You want me to wait with you?
You got a pen, Russell?
I'm getting. Hello? Fuck. Let me just call me. 703. Mine is busy. This number just called me. Can you write it down and find out? I don't know if it was a press person or.
Well, Fenman didn't show up. Huh? Fenman didn't show up.
Well, Liz will show up eventually. I was not playing a pen.
I was, but it walked away.
Where is she from?
They're from the senior center around the corner.
They what?
From the senior center around the corner.
The senior center?
Yeah.
703 519 3640. I don't recognize it, so it might be a press call. It's 703, could be like the Washington Times or something. 703 is Virginia, I think. Oh, I can turn this off now.
Yep.